This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Will you marry me, Uthman, hey, listen, will you marry, no longer? A potential.
Y'all. A beautiful proposal.
Didn't you feel the love, Poodle? Didn't you feel
my
the
favorite
joy?
Was the decor that was somewhere in between a Halloween party, or sorry, a Valentine's Day party at your school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a child's birthday party.
Yes.
And a sexy bath that you take with yourself.
Yes, it was a sexy bath. It was a sexy, but a self-sexy bath.
Yes, but yeah. Only one you take by
so
yourself.
Many candles, because you have to put so many more candles out when you have a bath by yourself so you don't feel alone.
It's true.
Yeah.
A bath by yourself that you take pictures of needs a lot of candles so you don't drown yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I agree.
We should take sexy baths with ourselves.
I take lots of baths by
myself. No, but I mean baths.
I take very few sexy baths.
But you actually take your own sexy baths?
Very few, but I.
But you do?
I'll light a candle.
See, I don't really like my bathtub. It feels claustrophobic in there.
I love my bathtub.
I haven't taken a bath in
How does it feel like claustrophobic?
15
to you?
Years.
How does it feel claustrophobic?
It's just the way the bathroom, like you have a nice,
you
open
have a tub, small bathroom. Yeah.
And I have a small bath and it's like encased in a wall. And I just feel like,
I see
where
that.
Where you have like a big bathroom.
I have a
and
pretty
like
big
a
bathroom.
Freestanding tub.
Yep.
Where it's, I did take a bath once because my dad at his house back in Ardmore, in Long Grove, had a big whirlpool tub.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, well, this is great. It was one of those days we had podcasts.
Start taking baths, y'all. It's
a wonderful
thing.
Dad had shit all over himself. Yep. I was one of those
days. I remember those days.
And I laid down in the tub and I turned the water on and it had those jets. And
I
pressed the button and the jacuzzi jets started to go. And then I realized they hadn't been used in so long. Dirt just shot out all the jets and the bathtub water became immediately brown and just looked like it had chunks of vomit in it. I took a shower.
So anyway.
So, but if y'all take a sexy bath, now be careful if you're being sexy time. Be careful with that soap. Not all soaps are meant to go in your hoo-hoo.
That's true.
We don't want you to get a yeasty.
But take a bath.
Take a bath.
Take a bath.
Take a sexy bath. Take your finger in it. Hey, the first time as a gay man I remember was taking a little finger and it went down to butt land and went, hey, boys, this isn't bad. And the next thing I know, I was taking dick.
The first time was in a bath?
Well, no, with a guy, but when you're like taking a sexy bath.
I'm just so confused.
Well, you know, explore your butthole. That's what we're saying.
I don't know how we got here. I was just telling people to give themselves a bath.
Sorry, that Paula Abdul song put me over
the
edge.
What I was saying is there was a lot of rose petals, a lot of candles.
Those rose petals were going, what the fuck is this? This is worse than those candy panties.
And all I can think of is, in what world would you think you... Well, I'll say this later.
Okay. All right.
Unfortunately, it felt like she was proposing to him just to claim him.
Yep, just to claim him.
She
was all show.
Going,
100%
so
show.
The kind of nostalgia and the sweet sentimental stuff is gone.
Nope. Yep.
She was basically trying to brand
him. Staking her
him.
Claim like someone in the Oklahoma land run of 1905.
Yes. Well, see, he's got my ring on him.
Put my claim there. Put my claim there.
Okay. Before we get in... Couple announcements. Love is Blind. We've talked about already, y'all. Again, it's good.
It's real good.
Check it out. It's
Some on. Of you who haven't who didn't watch last season are getting back into it this season. Like, okay, I hate everyone, but why am I in?
Thank you for saying that because y'all, last season wasn't great.
Yeah,
this season I think is better than season one. And you say it is, and then you go, I don't. You go back and forth, but you like
I don't like to be unabsolute about things. I know.
But
I think what I will say is I like most of the women this season.
I love pretty much all the women.
I like very few of the men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If Brennan lets us down. Remember when we thought Matt and Colleen were going to make it? Remember when we thought that?
And now I'm praying for her to say no.
Me too. So anyway, y'all, check that out. It's the new episodes that are dropped on Wednesday. I'm doing a little traveling, and so we're going to try to get our episodes out. But we're going to be doing our reunion with Mary Payne from Pink Shade. We're very excited.
They're dropping, which they've never done before, so we thought we had another week. They're going to drop the final episode and the reunion. It looks like... in the same drop, which they've never done before. Usually the reunion has come a week later.
And we haven't heard back from Netflix yet because we normally get stuff a little earlier, but someone said some things that they shouldn't have said on the show, and now no one's emailing us back.
Did I?
You didn't read the contract. I told you.
I think I
said You said at one fine. Point, they're not listening, and they were.
I think I did say that. No one listens to us.
Anyway, it is, anyway.
Fuck you, standards and practices.
Yes, that's true. Fuck you, standards and, anyway, what else was I going to say? Oh, thank you all for joining the watch and chat with Leslie Jordan. We had a great time. Poodle popped in for a little bit. A lot of you really enjoyed Sporty Live. It was great. I forgot how much I loved that movie. It really, really, I had such a great time with y'all. This is a time we're going to apologize for some stuff last week. You talked about this. I'm talking about something different, but I think it's worth the apology. If you're watching on Intimate Portrait, you see my face. I look concerned and sorrowful, and Poodle looks confused right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because he doesn't know what we're talking about because he doesn't remember it, but I want to apologize for Poodle High for Chocolate Cake. That's what I'm calling it. I want to apologize for the Halloween episode.
I'm not sorry.
You don't remember it.
I was going through something.
Yeah,
I appreciate your thoughts and prayers at this time.
It completely derailed the entire two shows.
I went to chocolate rehab.
Yeah. Sissy, producer Christina made a very scary to me, terrifying Halloween meme, and you watched it and said, I don't remember any of that.
I barely remember any of it. I was high as a kite on sugar. I will say it's one of the reasons I don't I just don't eat a lot of candy.
Yeah, no shit. I think we got that. I think we got it.
Mostly because when I want it, I can't really stop myself.
Yeah, I noticed that. When I brought you a big handful and thought you would space it out during the week, and I came back from the bathroom and you had eaten it all.
So?
With literally like a Three Musketeers wrapper hanging out of your mouth.
I'm not sorry, though. I'm really not sorry. I think it was a great show. I don't remember it, but I think it was a great show.
I did not have a good time. Someone said you should do this every year on Halloween.
Oh, and no.
They can fuck off because I
had
terrified.
Like a chocolate hangover.
What happened to you that night?
Oh, I like kind of.
You said you either needed to get dick down or you something about. So what happened to
you? I passed out eating more chocolate.
And you slept just terrible that night.
Oh, too, it was awful. And I woke up feeling like I'd been tweaked out like a twink who'd just been methed out all week. It was really bad. Not good.
Didn't go good.
Didn't go good.
Oh, you know what is going good, y'all? Darcy and Stacy.
Next January.
So excited.
We're gonna do Stacy's and Florian's big Miami wedding.
Oh, Miami.
And I don't know what Darcy's going to...
Well, a lot of people are wondering if she's going to go back with Georgie or not. We had a sissy...
They were together for a while.
We had a sissy who either knew or talked to like Georgie's ex-girlfriend, the one that was on the show.
Yeah.
And she said Georgie was a con artist and a piece of shit.
What's interesting
she did
is...
not speak kindly
this is,
about
this
it.
Is in the news this week because Aaron Carter passed away, if anybody's
he
seen
He did. That's very sad.
And he's struggled for a while with...
Nick Carter just posted about it.
With drug addiction. And
he had a great post.
A sissy reminded me, and I felt kind of bad about this, but when he got that face tattoo, that strange face tattoo back in, she's like, the episode was in 2019. And I said, y'all, that face tattoo marks Aaron Carter way up on the DOD list. I said that. I'd like to say
glad you
I
brought didn't. It up for all of us to remember.
It's a horrible thing. No, I'm just saying I'm not laughing at it. I'm just saying it was apparent. This was addiction.
It was
apparent.
Yeah. Some of you are kind of like, oh my God, I'm so surprised. And I went, you need to look at people in your life because this guy was struggling. And so I don't mean that to be
he's
funny.
Been struggling
I mean, like,
for a long time.
He's been struggling. And Nick Carter posted about that. It was a great post.
I read that too.
He said, like, what I loved, he said, the real villain in this was mental illness and addiction.
Yes.
And I 100% agree with
here,
it.
Here,
was not his brother.
No.
So, anyway, y'all, the reason why we're talking about it, because we think it's important. We talk about this on Lalu. We try not to, we don't want to demonize or pathologize the people that are in the midst of addiction and give them this. And just to, you know, given this identity of it's a bad person,
you also that's true. You don't want to also tiptoe around it.
Yeah,
you can so say like, this is addiction, and you are playing with the devil.
So
right
you
now.
Don't have to say, "Oh, I'm going to accept you for doing this. I'm going to accept everything about you. You're tweaked on drugs, and oh, I'm going to accept that's where you are." No, you don't have to accept.
And it's
that.
Okay to be frank about it and say to a person in your life or. I'm worried that I'm going to find you OD'd one day.
I think that's from what I gather. I think that's was where Aaron Carter and Nick Carter's
that's
relationship
where they were.
Was.
Yeah.
Is that he had to get his brother out of his life.
And
that's okay.
One of the reasons why I'm bringing it up is because Aaron Carter, who's been doing lots of interviews,
I did wonder how this came from Darcy and Stacy.
He said that his girlfriend fucked Darcy's ex, Georgie.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that was how kind of back in the news.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how it got there.
It
wasn't like one of your stories, which are tangentially
that's
related.
Not true. That is not true. Not true. I was rooting for them at first, but I think Darcy can do better than Georgie.
Me too.
I don't know who.
I think, unfortunately, she wants younger guys.
She wants younger, hot guys. And Darcy needs to date. Darcy really needs to get... Because here's the deal with Florian. Florian is younger, and he's got an amazing body. But he's also got a little bit of oddness to him.
No, he is a young...
And I mean that in a good way. Actually, it makes him interesting.
A young vampire who came through a time portal.
But it makes him interesting.
And he just wound up in this time. Where am I?
Where?
Oh, Bessie.
I miss Florian. But if you think about it, there's nothing really interesting about Georgie.
No.
Darcy's way more interesting. I think he was a con with a real nice dick.
Yeah, boy.
God, y'all. Massive. You know why? Because he's from the Dick Riviera.
I think it's all I need to say.
It's all I need to say. I'm glad you apologized about chocolate cake.
Shall we jump
in? I heard an apology.
Shall we jump into Cam and Uthman, one of the sweetest proposals we've ever had on this show?
Let me get this straight. You're going to propose to, you're going to go meet a girl while I'm here. That's so messed up. That's so messed up, dude. That's so messed up.
Okay, we do have to say, y'all, now this is actually more important than you. Kim got her hair done.
Yes, it's official.
What do you think?
She looks so much better.
It looks so much
better. She got a wave done.
She got a wave, and also she went lighter.
Yes.
Y'all, I'm telling you this. I didn't learn it for myself. I learned it from Kevin O'Quinn and then Ken Paves on Oprah. Okay? From Queens, who know what they're talking about.
Is it Paves? I always thought it was Paves.
I
don't know.
I feel like it's Paves.
Okay.
But I've been wrong before. That's the title of my memoir. I've been wrong before.
Take out the before.
Because, you know, he does J-Lo's hair, I think, and all that. So, but as we mature, we go lighter in hair color, y'all. Lighter. Lighter in our makeup.
But she got a cut, a little cut. She cut off those split ends. And
she got a cut, and she went a little, it's more of like a little bit of honey, but more of a chestnut brown. Yeah. It looks really good
and
on her.
And a really good wave.
Yeah, because curtain bangs are starting to come back into it. Yeah. I love a curtain bang. I was just talking about our friend Liz. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It goes like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like kind of like Farrah Fawcett, but a lesser.
Thank you for...
Hey, I tested you.
God. Well, I'm going to do that every time you say, oh, I know what
well,
that is.
Well, sometimes you make a face and you went, yeah. And you looked at me like this, and I went, your eyes look like they were turning colors, like they were lying to me.
But did my eyes do that?
Yes. You're a terrible liar.
I'm not a good liar.
I'm not great at it either.
Anyway, so
congrats, Kim, on your new hair.
So she's very upset still that he did not insist that she be first wife with Mommy.
She is upset.
And Uthman said, I'm in the middle. I want to please you, and I want to please my mother. And she's spiraling. She's like, what if you meet this girl and you like her?
Yeah, you like her.
What if you have feelings for
and
this
girl? And Uthman's like, look, we need to respect my mother more. And it's like, she won't let it go.
She's going to be prettier than me. She's going to be younger than me.
Younger than me. Because I'm not pretty enough or smart enough and doggone it. No one likes me.
He keeps saying, but we have a connection. It would take me forever to build a connection.
At least,
and that's when I went, you are a good con.
A cut to Uthman next week saying, here, pretty lady, take my phone and give me your number.
And she's gorgeous.
She's fucking gorgeous, y'all. Like, not just pretty.
Kim's
not
gonna
just pretty.
Shit.
She's not just pretty. Like, she's fucking movie star gorgeous.
Kim's gonna shit.
And so, okay.
Fine, go meet this girl. Go meet this girl.
Well, Uthman has a good idea.
Makes my skin crawl.
Because Uthman's like, let's do this. Let's just go through the motions. And then my mother will see that you're being not reliable, but that she's being compliant.
Yeah.
And which is gross words, but
it is.
But you'll get in good graces. And then we can do a switcheroo. And then we can just say, well, now that you know Kimberly's great, I'm going to marry Kimberly first. But then Uthman says in the moment, and you know what? If it works, great. If not, then she'll just be a second
wife.
Yeah,
that's the last thing he says in this segment.
Yeah, it's the last thing. But y'all.
she's gonna fucking freak.
She's gonna fucking freak.
I do want to say one thing. The joy of all Kimberly's segments to me are when she gives him this, like, she kind of shouts a command at him and then says, please. And then
or at this point, Usman said, because she's like, give me a kiss. And Usman goes, please.
Give me a kiss.
So I think Usman,
please,
Usman
please,
has
that's
been,
what I mean. Please.
He's been teaching her please and thank you. Please and thank you. They're called the magic words. Please. You know what I learned that from? Please and thank you. They're called the magic words. Oh, please and thank you.
Suck my dick.
Like never heard. Oh, hi, kids. It's a party.
No, no, please don't
oh, boy.
Do that. No.
I love you.
Stop it. I'm uncomfortable. What I was going to say is, remember when he said, she's like, oh, man. Please.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It is my, she, it's like she remembers at the last minute and she's like, oh, I can't be an asshole. I can't be a demanding
asshole.
I'm on
TV.
I know. It's
national, cameras are filming me.
It's my favorite
thing. For millions of people.
Every single time she's like, give me a kiss.
And I'm acting like a jerk.
It has been, I will say, this season of Happily Ever After has been a slog.
Except for them.
Except for her.
And I think, honestly, if you watch Ed and what's her name?
Oh, they've been a nightmare. I don't watch it. He just was naked.
But they're bringing out all the stops. He's naked. He's waxing his back.
Come look at the freak show for them. Yeah. No, it's freak show. This is kind of a freak show, too, but a different kind.
We didn't have any Jenny and Smith.
No, I missed them.
Check it out. So she says, okay, she's like, go meet this girl, woman, whatever it is, and I'm not happy about this, but I get it. And the way she
fingers,
says it, though, it's not like, okay, I get this.
No.
It's actually saying, but I get it.
Same, I allow it.
I'm a good person because I am letting
look
you
how much
do
I'm
this.
Getting him through. Look and how much I'm putting up with.
What it is Kimberly is thinking... Again, she's thinking she has control and a culture that gives no control to American women.
Right.
That's
she's putting an American rubric on her relationship.
Yes.
And what's
just like Stanley
about Usman is he's allowing her to think it and she believes it without really giving into it at all.
She's doing the convincing for him.
Right.
Usman knows now, if I just sit back and let her talk in a circle,
she'll figure it out, she'll
come around, and then the only thorn in my side is that pesky handsome hot son.
Yeah.
Who looked so good this episode.
So hot.
God.
That evening, y'all,
he just posted on Instagram and said, should I do more workout videos? And I went, yes!
Yes!
Reality Gaze might have been the ones that responded to that.
We need to be better about...
What?
We need to be better about how... We don't want to sexualize everyone.
What?
You can do whatever you want on yours, but you will not do that on
He ours. Knows what he's doing. When he's taking a picture of his arm... And I respond and say, okay, arms.
Did you do that, really?
No.
We're never going to be taken seriously.
I did. I even put
do it on your own.
I even put in, okay, arms, and then I put hashtag tum pop.
Wow. Maybe you need to stop thirsting so hard. Maybe. So, y'all, it's a very special night at the Nigerian Arms. We are... The lighting is dim. I'm sure that's what it's called. The Nigerian Arms.
Oh.
The lighting is dim. She's got her candles out.
She does.
She's shaking. She's shaking.
She is shaking. She's like, okay, I'm going to do this because I'm going to let his mom know how much I love him. And she's like, but, you know, so he's going to meet this potential.
And she's going to seal the deal.
She's going to seal the deal.
You know.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it's time. I think we could only talk about this
for so long.
But I think we need another episode of Reality Gaze Theater to really let us see how this is working. Nigerian Arms Edition. Proposal Edition.
What are we doing?
You always take the melody.
You started, so I was going to do the harmony with you. That's not true. You'll do the melody, and I do the harmony a lot of times. Because a lot of times, usually bitch about the harmony.
Why don't we do it again? And I'll do the melody this time. Why are you doing the melody again? That's why you do it, because you fuck it up. Y'all, do you know how long music rehearsal takes? You should see what it's like on tour. Really bad.
Okay, you want to do melody?
No. We're doing it. It's over. It's over. You've ruined it. You've ruined it. Next, we'll finally do it right one time. I'll be playing the role of Usman. You'll be playing, I don't know,
I'm going to play Kimberly. Picture it, a woman who loves a man who's very scared, who's staring in a mirror.
Who really loves his mother and possibly another woman.
And his, yes, and wants some yummy.
Yeah.
Picture and interior staring in the mirror.
What? Hey, baby, I'm
no,
home.
No, this is the staring in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
The staring in the mirror. Okay. All right. You know, I'm going to do this on camera. I'll do this on camera for Pivotal Intimate Portrait.
Okay. Stop. Oh, they really did. She really did it like this. Don't knock my couch.
Okay, Kimberly. All right, girl. You got this. You got this. You can do this. Remember, this isn't going to be like that first husband. It's not going to be like Jamal's dad. It's not going to be like that guy in prison. You know
not that, like that in prison.
I don't talk about him. Don't talk about him. Don't talk to me. You got this. No longer a potential. You can do this.
Hey, baby.
Okay. Hey. Hey, I'm in here, babe. I'm in here.
What do you mean?
Come here.
I don't understand.
Come here.
What are you doing?
Whoa. I'm going to show you.
What is all
come
this?
Look.
There's candles. Look. There's rose petals.
Look. I wanted to show you your
Wait,
priority.
Did you look. Do all this?
I did all this.
Yourself?
Not anybody else. Not a producer. Not even a
concierge.
Not even a PA. No, I did all this.
Where did you get this glitter of things from, like a child's party?
I brought it from the U.S. I went to that party store by Hillcrest. You know, Hillcrest, they have that main store with all like the gay stuff.
Yeah, but the anyway, gay stuff. Yeah, they like that. Oh, there's hearts. Babe, there's a banner of hearts.
Have a seat.
What do you?
Have
please?
A seat. I did it all myself. Please, have a seat. Please.
Okay.
What do you think? Sit down. Do you like it?
I like it. This is really great. I just don't know what's going on here.
Okay. Listen.
What are you doing?
Listen.
Yeah.
You know how much I love you.
Yeah, I know.
I love you probably more than you're gonna know. You don't know how much I love you. You don't know,
I know
how much I love
we
you.
We do love each other
a lot.
No,
you don't know. You don't know how much I love you. I've got that teddy bear, my Uthman bear, I sleep with every night. And I say, I love you, Uthman bear, but I love Uthman more.
I love you.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Stop talking.
Please?
Stop. Please. I'm going to ask you a question. Will you marry me?
What?
Yes. Will you marry me?
What?
Regardless of anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Say yes.
Well.
Don't be a potential.
Don't be a potential. I will marry you.
Yes.
If it will make you happy. Is that what you want?
Yes. Yes, it'll make me happy. It'll make me happy for you to know that you're mine.
Okay.
in your mind, we married.
I see.
And then
are you going to?
And then that second wife will know you're engaged to me.
Okay.
And then I'm first wife.
Yeah, you're first wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's wait on that.
Did you see that movie, First Wife Club? I didn't like it. I didn't like it. It's a disrespectful movie. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, because you're. It was been one wife.
I also look really bad in those hats. Like yeah. Diane Keaton would, yeah. would not go good.
I agree.
Not go good.
So you're
going to marry me, right?
Say
if.
I will. If you will, if you'll make you happy, of course I will. I'm not going to give you a straight answer because I can always get out of everything.
So that's a yes.
What do you think?
Yes. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. Can't wait to tell Jamali you're wrong.
And I can't wait to go see that girl tomorrow.
Babe, there's only one more thing I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Nothing marks a beautiful engagement with the scent of love. And if you don't have roses, you always have Super Blossom Body Splash by Kimberly. It smells like vanilla, love, and I told you he would say yes. I told you he would say yes.
Also, give me the ring. Give me the ring.
Try on this one.
Okay. Oh, no. It's way too small.
Oh, that's not how I play. You know that's not how I play. I got another ring.
Okay.
I got another ring.
Where's
here.
That one's really big.
No, that one fits you.
That's perfect.
That one fits you.
Yeah, great. This is great. Ugh.
Smell that, babe. Smells like love.
How quickly can I take this off?
Super Blossom Spa. You can get it at the same place I got that ring at Kmart.
And scene. The funniest thing about this, y'all, is he never really said yes.
No, he never
and
really
she
did.
She made it up in her
she
mind.
She made it out.
This was the funniest thing what he said. If marrying you will make you happy, sure.
Not me. Y'all, he's a great con.
It's amazing.
It's amazing how great of a con he is.
I don't know if he could play someone who was actually real, who wasn't actually emotionally stunted. Because I think he chooses people like that.
Because with baby girl Lisa, she was stunted in that, honestly, her arrogance overrode everything.
Yeah, she was more self-aware, too.
She was self-aware, but she was so arrogant about, like, well, of course this type of guy would be into me, of course. But with Kimberly.
You need someone more insecure.
Y'all, she's just... you feel for her and go, you're so desperate for love. But then you see after he says yes... This is all just for her to stake her claim.
I know.
And like, because she said...
That's the grossest part of it.
And tomorrow, when he goes and sees that potential, he's going to be wearing that ring.
And she'll know that I'm really first wife.
Mark my words, when we look at the video...
He will not be wearing a ring.
He will not be wearing the ring.
Yeah, I agree.
Yup. Sorry, I had a hiccup. We're not done yet. We get a little bit of Jamal.
This was a long... Theirs was the longest segment,
it was.
I
God,
believe.
Jamal, ooh.
He's really hot.
God!
And so the next morning, my favorite thing, we did a little post on Instagram about this with Ceci Christina's help.
Oh,
next morning,
right.
She says...
I don't want to be the second wife. Remember, I asked you to marry me. This is so fucked up. This is so fucked up. This is so fucked up. I asked you to marry me, and then the next day you're going to go see this huge grand gesture. I did this huge thing.
And like tomorrow, and then you're going to see this girl. So and I went, I understand why you have to do it. I understand why you have to do it.
But I went, you're acting like it's so fucked up that it worked out this way. You worked it out this way because you asked him to marry you.
Don't have fun.
I hope she's ugly. Hope she's ugly. Hope she's ugly. It's crazy to me.
I hope she's ugly. I scream when she said, I hope she's ugly.
Y'all,
guess what?
She's not.
She's calling Jamal. He looks so good. And she's like, I'm just not going to lie. It's been rough.
So he's going to go meet another woman. And Jamal just literally says, what the fuck, Mom?
Are you okay with this?
And she said, she's like, I'm fine. She kept saying, is this culture? You don't understand culture.
Did you see her vaping? She doesn't vape a lot on camera.
When she's stressed, she vapes.
And she was vaping like a motherfucker.
She was stressed.
Yeah.
And Jamal says, like, how do you feel comfortable with this? And then he said, we don't know the full backstory, but he said, especially with how things turned out with my dad.
My ears perked up. up when he said that.
Yeah. I thought they kept that in, and I thought then that's where we would get an ITM with her talking about the backstory.
I don't think she wanted to,
but I don't think she wanted. We know that she dated a guy who was incarcerated, but Jamal said it was before that.
It sounds like, maybe I'm reading too much into this. It sounds like her relationship with Jamal's father was such that it might have been she looked the other way at some type of infidelity.
Well, I think he was pretty... Wasn't he supposed to be abusive?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
That's what she's said.
So probably...
That's what she had said, but it sounded like...
Like she looked the other way.
Right.
And so, but she keeps going, it's culture, though. It's his culture. This is different than that. This is his culture. But Jamal says what we've all said. And so she's talking about the first wife, second... And then Jamal says... But what's the point of being the first wife?
Right. Because the first wife gets all the love.
Because he's saying, what's the point? Like,
second wife's the baby maker.
Isn't the point being just the wife?
Yeah.
And so that's what we're all like. Why is she so dead set on this first? It's this idea and this rule that she made up in her head.
It's magical thinking because she is thinking, she's taking the culture of a polygamous culture and making it so it suits her.
Sister Wives on TLC because she's a fan.
She's taking what the elements that she likes about polygamy.
Yeah.
And putting it into it and basically creating a something where she's the one who gets all the love and the other one is this baby receptacle.
Because as she said, she wants Usman to love her more.
She's not ashamed of saying that.
She's not. And Jamal, y'all, Jamal is just literally putting his beautiful head in his beautiful hands and just sitting there kind of shaking his head. And he's like, and he just says, this is very disappointing. And
he said,
it sounds like you're not thinking this through. And he's just sitting there, and Kim is just, she's like, then she says, but did you see the marriage proposal? And she starts talking, and he's sitting with his head in his hand, and just kind of, it's quiet, and that's where she goes, hi.
That was such a moment. Hi. I also, what the point of you going there
I see by your faith, you're not happy. You're not happy.
And then this is so frustrating for a parent because what she's trying to get him, she is discounting his feelings and saying, why can't you be happy for me? It's really upsetting.
But he finally comes at her and says, but the whole point of you going over there was not for him to get another wife.
No.
It was for you to get his blessing. He said, you didn't get that. And he tells you he has to honor his mother, but yet he can say yes to your marriage proposal behind his mother's back.
Jamal's a smart guy.
Whoa.
Jamal's a smart guy.
Whoa. I didn't think of that. That's a smart dude. That's what she said. That's a smart dude.
Oh. I will say, I understand why people like them on Pillow Talk. Their dynamic is really fun to watch. Let me just clarify. If you don't think about the sadness of Jamal always parenting his mother... Their dynamic's fun to watch.
It's not super healthy.
It's not great in this, but they are really fucking funny on Pillow Talk.
I'm sure.
They're very funny together.
Y'all, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back for Poodles Broadway Corner.
Strident.
That was too high of a key.
That was strident.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed, have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens!
No, I'm not ready.
Da-da-da-da-da-da! Overture, dim the lights. This is it, the height of heights. No, what heights will hit? It's Poodle's Broadway Corner.
Still want a song with a piano. I mean, you are a composer.
It's not. Well, I took the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I know you did.
So what? I've been busy.
You have not.
I've been taking care of my dying father.
Oh, please. You've been in a chocolate coma looking for Dick.
Y'all, it's time for Poodle's Broadway Corner. A couple of things on the corner that rolled by a little bit that I need to talk about. I saw this in a sissy. She must have been looking the same thing I did. I've mentioned Laura Osnes before. That was, if you remember, that was the... She was in Bonnie and Clyde. She was in Cinderella. She won. She skyrocketed to fame. Well, if you watch that, You're the One That I Want, Grease show, where yeah. She won to be Sandy in the tour. But she had done a lot of other things. She was known for having certain beliefs and not always getting along with her co-stars.
Yeah,
on a political spectrum. And she, but this was, and I mentioned before, she did not want to, she was doing this Crazy for You benefit, and she would not be vaccinated, or she yeah. would not show permission to be vaccinated.
And this was almost like a year ago when
this was the middle of COVID.
You had, when yeah. COVID was ravaging Broadway.
And basically, she kind of got blackballed, but she did. She lost a lot of engagements. As a bit in the corner before, she filed a defamation lawsuit against all this. Now she's out with a brand new album, a solo album inspired by tabloid culture.
Really?
Yes. And it's called On the Other Side. It's an EP, actually. Some of the tracks include the titles, she wrote them all herself, Thick Skin, Soft Heart, On the Other Side, Bitter, Anywhere, wow. and The Great Divide.
She sounds wonderful.
Out now. I never mind her voice, but boy.
Her poor PR people.
I know. My favorite thing about the article, this was on Playbill, is she's located in Nashville now, where she has appeared in a combination musical theater / circus show called Shiners at the Woolworth Theater. I'm just picturing, like, Seals, her singing a song and just Seals barking yeah, that, and balancing things on their nose clowns around her just going, boop, 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 boop. I'm sure it's probably like Cirque du Soleil, but I really do wish there was like a clown like pinching her in the ass while she was singing something for Bonnie and Clyde.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's the big news. I just also, this is a little bit called Broadway Buzz. The buzz. Buzz.
No, you can't add a segment in
it's
a segment.
It's not a segment. It's
no,
a segment in
no,
a segment.
No, you can't do a segment within a segment. No.
I'm just saying what's on right now and what's getting Tony buzz.
This is just Broadway Corner.
It is. That's what I'm saying. So I'm just talking about what's new on The Great White Way.
Just get on with it.
So, a couple shows that have just opened. Some Like It Hot, the Shaman and Whitman who did Hairspray.
Yep.
getting a lot of good reviews. I was kind of shocked because I thought the idea of just men in dresses would not really
kinda
be.
Like, yeah.
They changed it enough to, and one of them is actually gay now. I think the Jay Harrison character. I don't know if he identifies as gay. I'm sure it's queer or something like that.
Is it playing now or previous?
It is just opened.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's getting actually really good reviews and say it's a very old-fashioned, fun, big show.
Maybe I'll go see it.
So Some Like It Hot is getting Christian Borle, and people are seeming to like it.
All right.
Kimberly Akimbo is also playing. You just looked at my face like I just went, boo 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 boo.
No, I know. I mean,
Kimberly Akimbo.
Wasn't she on American Idol? I don't know.
Kimberly Akimbo is a musical about a woman who looks like she's 75, but she's actually a teenager.
Okay.
And she's in high school.
Okay.
Janine Tesori wrote the score.
Is it getting good buzz?
Yeah. Janine Tesori, if you don't know, wrote Fun Home. So it's that type of intimate show.
Okay, now I'm interested.
Yeah, it's something I want to
see. Name doesn't really sell it.
Well,
I should think about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a kind of a poignant book. And also making huge waves and transfer buzz is the Ben Platt-led production of Jason Robert Brown's Parade, which is...
Actually, I just saw a friend post about that, and I thought, ooh, I would see that.
But now, let me sell you this musical.
Don't really love them.
I want to see a show about a lynching of a Jewish man.
But as my friend who posted, it's actually my friend whose last name, she's a cantor, and her last name is Moses.
Well, I can honestly say it's quite
timely. This is really fucking timely.
The problem is the show has a great score. The problem with a lot of Jason Robert Brown scores, especially, you know, he wrote the last 5 years. This one especially is kind of like a young composer trying to show you everything he's got in it.
Mm.
And the characters are quite flat. So the character's only reason for being is like, I'm a racist, horrible old person. Mm. And so you need more than that to make a show.
Did they revamp the book or anything of it, though?
Supposedly they have.
Okay.
But Ben Platt plays the lead. And Michaela Diamond plays Lucille. I'm fond of certain moments in the score. I think certain moments are kind of forgettable. But it's a lot to watch. It's a very emotionally draining show.
Mm.
The problem with the show, I've always thought in a dark comic way, is he sings a song almost near the end of the show, like called "This Is Not Over Yet," and like 3 scenes later, he's murdered. it's hard, but it's an encore right now, which presents older shows, and they run for a couple weeks. But they say he's a great fit for the role. He does a little too much for me, but I'd see him. Problem is, the show's huge cast. So it's going to be a hard thing to transfer. So if you want to see Parade, if you're a big Parade head, which I'm sure there are people out there, I'd probably go now to see it because I would eat my – I'm not going to eat my hat if it transfers, but y'all, it's a huge show, and it's a hard sell.
All right.
So that's what's buzzing on the corner. And that's been Hoodle the Broadway Guy. That was a quick one.
I just wait for it to be over like some of y'all.
That was a quick one.
All right. No, that's good. I'm going to New York this week, so maybe I'll...
You can maybe see Parade. Supposedly, he sits on stage during intermission.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he's in jail.
Seeing Into the Woods. I'm very excited to see that, which I've never seen. So So I'm seeing that on Broadway. I'm doing other things.
Oh, it'll be great.
But... it's really interesting. I just saw her post about Parade and that she loved it. She's a musical theater nerd.
Yeah.
So I went, oh, I would see that. I wanted to see a play. I don't know. There's too much. New York. Broadway's back.
I'm going to agree with you this time. Broadway is kind of back.
It's kind of back, yeah.
Well, they still haven't fixed a lot of the issues. But Parade is tough because you're telling a story where someone is the hero and then everyone else is a villain.
Mm.
So if you are sympathizing with the cause, which all of us are usually who's going to see it, you need more for a musical. When I saw it here, it was unfortunate because they treated the there was this huge thing of the Confederate flag over when they were singing the prologue, the old Red Hills of Home, which mm-hmm. which used to be an audition song for me. And I'm like, this is reductive. There's a lot more going on than just the Confederacy. Anti-Semitism was everywhere at the mm-hmm. time. This is not just about this. So it's a problem. It's a problem when you make it a one issue show and have flat characters. It's hard to care about anybody except for one person.
Yeah, I get that.
And his wife. But I think the score is very powerful. It's not something you're like, let's have a fun night at the theater.
No. You know? But I think it's important. It brings up. I pulled it up but there's a great article I read in NPR that it's titled is How Anti-Semitic Rhetoric is Impacting Jewish Communities and What to Do About It.
Hmm.
And so I do think you bring up something that I think I'm glad I kept meaning to say on the show is that just we are thinking of our Jewish sissies out there. And y'all, there's Jewish people almost, I think, in every American community somewhere, but some are harder to find than others.
Yeah.
But we just want to, if you're not Jewish, please let your Jewish brothers, sisters, or people
siblings
know in your life, let them know that you are a supporter
and have their back.
Because a lot of them are really scared right now. Yep. And it's just a very scary time to be, sadly, to be Jewish in America.
Yes, very true.
And it's really important, y'all, too, that it's not political. It's important. It's really important that you vote. It's making
sure
we really want
Election
you to vote.
You're listening to this now. Election day is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. So, yes, it is tomorrow. Yeah, this comes out on Monday. So, really, really important that you
do
get
your
educated.
Duty as your American citizens.
NPR also had a great article. I posted it on my regular Facebook if you follow me, but they also had an article about how to share and get information that in the news that is quality sourced and that it's factual information.
Yeah.
So, if you're confused about that, there you go. There's no reason for us to keep our head in the sand anymore.
I love Reuters. That's my favorite source. It's international.
Reuters is good for internet. I do NPR, but it's not a lot of international stuff. That's true. Anyway, y'all, so I'm glad you brought that up about parade because I keep meaning to think. I wanted to say something for the Jewish community.
It's a powerful story. He was basically lynched.
Wow,
for being, he was accused.
Based on a true story.
He was a person. He was accused of murdering or kind of sexually assaulting a young girl.
Wow.
Who, he ran the pencil factory in town. And he was accused of that happened. And
that's what I think. I feel like it's so important with what's going on in women's rights and all those things right now. It's all about those individual experiences, but it's like people don't understand when something happens to one community, it will happen to another.
Yeah, ripples
community
to another.
Because that story you told, so many black men went through that. And it just ripples. And it happened to gay men.
Anyone who's the other.
Yeah, anyone who's the other. So,
yep.
Anyway, think
it happens.
About your fellow
it
American
happens again
vote.
To someone who's not in the majority.
Yeah,
if you're anyone who's not in the majority, it's just a different identity for them every time.
Well, now we're preaching to the choir because it's our sissies out there, but it's important sissies show your support and vote and tell other people to vote.
We want to tell you to vote. We also want to tell you what not to do, and that's not to randomly look up an apartment that you don't know what you're going to or how many bedrooms it's going to have. This whole thing, I'm calling this now. This is fraudacity.
Do you think it's fraudacity?
Yes.
We had a sissy that saw them in Cancun.
Yeah.
We wanted to go up to them and didn't. I went, you should totally go up to them. They're reality stars.
They'd
like
be fine
it.
With it.
They'd be fine with it.
I think this whole storyline is fraudacity.
If it is, Jovi is really good at being fake mad more than I thought.
Yeah.
And so is Mama Gwen.
If
it is, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I
actually see your point a lot. But good kudos on this cast that they're selling it.
Right.
Because y'all are the natural born actor.
Here's why. Her mother is not.
This is true.
There was
not a lot of mom this episode.
I do not believe her mother. And when the mom, now what I do believe the mom saying, we'll get to this, is Mom says, it would be nice to have your own apartment. This is not fraudacity. It'd be nice to have your own apartment as people are so unpredictable sometimes. And you never know how your relationship will be. It'd be nice, to have a place to come here. And I'm like, I hear you, Olga.
Yeah.
This is someone who was divorced who does not have a good opinion of marriage.
No. And we find out later, Yara talks about that her dad took everything from her mother. And Jovi says, well, Yara, you're protected in the U.S. You can't do that.
Yara, you got 50-50 in the U.S. Now, what's interesting here is let's just talk about this. They're trying to buy this apartment for $150,000. It looks like a studio with no bedrooms.
With holes in the walls.
Yeah.
In the lobby. Like,
it
y'all,
looks like it's in a nice area, however.
But it's not a nice... Yeah, the building looked... But the apartment is not taken care of.
Yeah. And Joey was like, this looks like a dump.
Because he was already upset because I'm stuck driving around Europe. I want to be celebrating. It's my vacation.
I just want to get drunk at a bar.
Jovi, I'm thinking $150,000, Jovi.
And Mom basically says, it'd be nice to have something bigger. And then she said, every woman needs to be independent, which I agree with, but I never want Yara to be left with nothing like I was. And I'm thinking, I don't know if... comparing your situation,
I was just gonna, it's a very different situation.
It is helpful.
You're in the same country, literally. This is very different.
I think this is based in truth. I think,
and I think Mom wants her to live there.
Yeah, but I think Yara's reaction.
You said that like Jovi.
Yara. I think Yara's reaction to this is playing into it, and she's. Yara is good at making Jovi react. So
yeah.
I think in Yara's brain, it might have been, this doesn't, we're just pushing this. Mm-hmm. That's what fraudacity is. They're never doing straight lying. They're just stretching what's there.
Yeah.
But that's, to me, they stretched it a little too far.
I can understand that, yeah.
And I just...
Jovi loved how this place looked. The guy was just like a pig in shit going around this apartment going... he was all right. Looks like a dungeon, and Yara's like going. She basically is getting on to Jovi. Don't get me wrong,
y'all. He's so shitty, especially
he sounds like a stupid American.
Yeah,
when one person
didn't get what they want, he's like, and then like she was wrong. She's wrong. It was like, that blew up in her face, and he is a selfish, spoiled brat in a lot of ways.
He is.
He calls, the thing about it is, what he does then is calls his mom, Mama Gwen, and Jovi tells
you. Yeah, we find out the apartment is $164,000, and it kind of is a shithole.
Yeah, it's not great.
So, Jovi, don't be rude, and they leave.
And Mama Gwen.
Hold on, you're missing the whole conversation, because I wrote, suddenly we're in not selling Sunset, we're in selling Prague, where now they're having conversations that took place outside of the house in someone else's home.
In other houses.
Because that's where they have...
In hotels.
That's where Mom gives the whole lick. Because I want to add what she said, and I think this is true, where she said, she full-on goes in and says, you'll never know how your relationship with Jovi is going to be. You never know. And she said, you need to be more independent. Because we haven't talked about that.
Yeah.
That she's pushed. So not only is she talking about that...
No, I did say it earlier.
You said independence? Yeah. Oh, I missed that. Sorry. I'm still coming out of the Broadway corner. But... Anyway, and so...
My favorite thing is when you come up with a point that I've just said.
I mean, you do the same thing all the time, too, if we're honest.
Oh!
No, you do all the time.
Really?
Yeah, you do.
You should tell me.
I don't care. It's fine. You just take the... We just nail it home.
Yeah, I don't want us to belabor something.
Oh, you told... I'll say something, and then 5 minutes later, you'll bring it up. It's fine.
All right.
I don't care. But what was the... I couldn't write it down. What the mother said? She said a saying that basically was like... Married today, single to... What did she say?
I didn't write it down. I didn't write it down
either. Oh, it was a great quote. But basically, I was like, wow. I just wonder, this is like... My mother can lay down, Mother Poodle, but this was like Ukrainian bluntness. I was just kind of like, okay, way to scare your daughter.
Part of me was wanting Yara to say, but that's not my marriage.
Yes, but Mom... it was just...
Because I think... I think there's a different thing than being independent in your marriage, of having your own activities, having your own hobbies, not having your own apartment that is a fail-safe if your marriage fails.
That's a good distinction.
We're laughing because if you think about it that way,
it's ridiculous.
That means there's absolutely no trust at all. And it might be super pragmatic. She even says later on, now, I want to follow this to the ends of this.
Sorry, it's just so stupid when you say it.
That's exactly what was happening. I want to follow this. That's why it started acid in me.
No, I get that.
You get a do-over. This is the backup life. So what happened was,
although isn't this how you do your
it's a genius idea.
This is a poodle move.
It is. But she says, when I was a kid, my father divorced my mother and took everything. And he's like, that's not how it is. He's following her conclusions and says, if something ever does happen, that's not what it is. It's 50-50 in the U.S. And then it's interesting that I wrote down, this is not a reassuring conversation for your marriage. The farther you go into this, it's not healthy for either of you.
It's not.
If you're worried if something's going to happen to him, like something will happen to him in a way, she didn't say this, but if you're worried about something that's going to happen health-wise with him, your wills should be separate. And I think once they have a kid, I'm sure they have wills. Maybe they don't. Maybe Jovi's that young and dumb.
I'm sure Mama Gwendy's like, oh. But also, too, you don't have to buy an apartment. If you're worried about your own independence or something happens, then put some money in a savings account that he doesn't know about. That's a lot easier than buying an apartment.
Even that,
but
though,
that is still shady.
But what I was saying is, she said, what if I wake up one day and you and your stripper who you had last week goes to the Bahamas? Now, that's
not wrong.
I would say that's not that far off. But what's interesting is the show is treating it like it's serious, and it feels like Yara is almost making a joke about it.
Yeah, I wrote down the stripper comment. There's validity to that. However, we haven't seen that from Jovi in like two seasons.
You both have a child together,
but no, I mean but storytelling wise, there's people that have not watched 90 Day Fiancé two seasons ago when they were on 90 Day Fiancé.
Right.
So now the show is planning on banking on that everybody that watches this has the history.
Right.
Just from a storytelling perspective, that point seems out of nowhere.
None of this made any sense to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's why it felt
You convinced me. I think it's fraudacity.
It really is like she, instead of working on their marriage, instead of option A, which would probably be, it would take work, option B is, I have a separate apartment that I keep just in case something happens. A fail-safe, if you will.
Which, again, that's an Olga Poodle /Poodle Boudreaux move.
You know what? But it would require, it requires a lot of income. It's not a real life thing.
And also, I don't think they're poor.
It's in the Poodle-Skaya curriculum. But it's not a real thing.
Is that a real thing? I know Yara sells some makeup.
She doesn't have
I don't think they have that much money.
There's
to do
not
that.
A liquidity of $150K that's right there.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And
Mila's gonna have to go to school one day or something. They've gotta raise kids.
I just think, and the fact that Mila exists at all means that it wouldn't just be so simple for her to Yeah, I think that's what it feels like. This feels like just sound and fury to me. It's not really going anywhere.
Because Jovi made the point, like, you know, it's not that you can't go home, but they built their life in the U.S. However, though, this life in the U.S. is, I think, everybody says this on 90 Day, like we're talking about this in our class list right now with David and Annie, and Annie's like, this is not the life that I wanted. But I think even more so, the carpet or the coat or the cabinet
I know what you're
really
talking
got
about.
Pulled out from under Yara.
The carpet.
The carpet. Okay, yeah.
The coat.
I don't know. The carpet really got pulled out from...
Or the rug.
The rug. Thank you. The rug got pulled out from under Yara, I think, more than a lot of people we see on 90 Day Fiancé, and that she moved here not realizing he was going to be gone a lot. So it is...
Well,
so that's the only part where I go, if they didn't buy an apartment, that seems weird, but... If they were going to help her mother buy an apartment with an extra
very
bedroom
different,
for
which
them,
what I suggested last show.
That makes way more sense. And
also
yeah.
remember, she just got her green card. She cannot leave the country for that long. She has to keep coming back.
Every 6 months.
Yeah. So this is not, we're not fucking around here. And that's why I'm just like, y'all are insulting us here. I feel like You're playing with something, but I think you're not suggesting something seriously, but it is filmed in a very serious way.
It is.
And I think to me this is in the editing and in the degree of seriousness with how this was filmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do always enjoy Yara telling Jovi he's stupid.
Yeah, I enjoy that, those that too. Did, yeah. And he's like, I'm going to go to the bar. She's like, of course you're going to the bar.
Of course, Jovi.
No, that's funny.
It really is. I think what's interesting about their relationship to me is they both got together on a bang trip and had fun together.
Totally.
But actually, I don't know if they're going to make it 10 years from now, y'all, because they are both very different people who want very different things in life.
They are, but they get each other.
I agree.
I don't know if they'll make it 10 years.
I hope they do. I hope they have whatever life they want. I'm not wishing that on them.
I've said this for all the time. If you can make it 5 years, you're a miracle worker.
Water.
If you've made it to the five-year mark,
no, yeah,
you've worked your ass off.
Yeah, that's true.
And know that it does get easier after the five-year time, but then it also gets harder past 10 years. All of these moments, but the first 5 years are hard. Listen, me talking as a gay man who's never been married.
Well, you've been in a long-term relationship.
I've been around friends.
No, it's, well, because it's gay men, we hear all of our friendship. What is your longest-term relationship? I don't even know.
8-9 months. You heard it here first. Actually, that's not true. Almost a year. I almost made it a year. I'm a slut, though. Don't. Do as I say, not as I do. That's the show, y'all. Relationships are hard. But you know, in my defense, 11 months in gay 11 months in a gay relationship might as well be 10 years.
But we do have
especially a monogamous relationship.
Oh, we do have all of our straight girlfriends, though, that talk to us about their relationship.
True.
Oh, I did not expect that answer.
I did not expect this. Y'all, you can find us on Instagram at Reality Gay Podcast. You can find us on TikTok at Reality Gays. You can find us on the Twitter, who knows for how long, at FakeElonMusk.com.
You're ridiculous.
At FakeElonMusk. Have you seen all the people taking Elon Musk's names? Yeah.
I don't know how long we're... And then now there's
Elon Musk.
Now they want to be like a Twitter thing you pay for.
$8 to get the check.
I don't know how much we're long for that, y'all.
We'll see. You know.
I would just drop it, but there are some sissies that communicate with us from that.
I'm going to stay...
And I don't want to leave
them hanging. Until it becomes... too toxic. Wait, it's Twitter. It already is. But I'm gonna stay until I'm sticking around for a little bit. I know people have left, and I respect that.
Yeah. Me too.
I do.
You won't know. We're not gonna announce that we're just leaving Twitter because we don't feel like it's a big.
We'll just probably mention it when we do it. We're like, y'all, you can't really find us on Twitter much anymore. Just find us on
Instagram.
Yeah, that's fine. You know what? You don't need to like tell everyone virtual signal that you did. But if you do want to virtual signal about anything.
What was that?
Virtue signal.
There you go.
Vote, y'all, again. Vote. Go out and vote. There's still time. So, all right. God, that took me out. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong ways?
Yes, and if you give really good marriage advice and you're a gay man living in Los Angeles, it's never had a relationship more than 11 months.
You do give good advice. You do.
I think so. I'm older than my years. You can call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.